Those who watch, as commanded by the Lord Himself, should ask, at least to themselves, has this generation reached the times totally saturated by evil as foretold by the Lord? God gave the reason He repented, that He had created man. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis chapter 6 verse 5. Jesus, building on the Heavenly Father's condemnation for sin immersed, rebellious humankind, prophesied the following. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass, till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew chapter 24 verses 33-39. God the Son went on to further expound upon the results of evil at the end of the age and upon God's condemnation through suddenly imposed punishment for humankind's immersion in that unrepented of wickedness. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Luke chapter 17 verses 28-30. In terms of an earthly courtroom, any heavenly prosecutor against sin and all its deadly carnage wreaked every day upon this fallen sphere could bring forth mounting evidence that would lock in an airtight case for the verdict, guilty. We who are charged with watching, Mark chapter 13 verse 37, are heaven's witnesses of non-stop anti-God activity. As presented many times, news of the horrendous deportment of evil men and seducers saturates our news sources. The following few briefs of such stories come from just one day on our Rapture Ready News. Dramatic video shows Indian gangster turned politician gunned down on live TV. Ahmed was speaking with reporters while in police custody when three men posing as journalists shot the former politician and his brother, reported BBC News. Both died on the spot. All hell breaks out in Chicago as hundreds of teenagers wreak havoc. A trend of lawlessness has unfolded in cities run by progressive leaders this spring. The latest incident occurred on Saturday night in downtown Chicago, where hundreds of teenagers wreaked havoc by smashing car windows and destroying public and private property. A number of youth in Chicago also died by gunfire around this time in the city. Gunmen storm Mexican resort, kill 7 people, including child. Armed men on Saturday killed a child and 6 others after storming a resort in the central Mexican state of Guanajuato, authorities said, in a region increasingly plagued by drug cartel violence. Even if it is not violent, deadly anti-God activity, the wickedness that grows more debased hourly builds the case for these days being like those of Noah and of Lot. UN agencies report subverts age of consent, proclaims sex with minors, may be consensual in fact. A Switzerland-based group has issued a report urging nations to end the criminalization of various acts, the most notable being sex with a minor who supposedly consents to the activity. Largest teachers' union in United Kingdom votes to have drag queen grooming hour in all schools. The National Education Union, NOI, the largest teachers' union in Britain, is calling for schools across the United Kingdom to bring in drag queens to groom children in every school. Recording exposes homosexual teachers' bullying of students. A British homosexual teacher at a state-run academy school in London was secretly taped telling his students that pro-LGBTQ education is mandatory. As said, these few are taken from just one day of headlines. There are hundreds of reports of evil that could be gleaned in any given day that are even more egregious. My own state, considered among the reddest of the red states in terms of Christian influence and political and ideological bent, was obviously chosen by the demonic powers that be as one place to, at the very end of this age, begin all-out invasion into America. The portals, as we have looked at many times, have been opened to the extent they're allowed by God's restraining influence. In first mentioning the Satanic Temple Baphomet being placed some time ago in front of the Arkansas State Capitol in Little Rock, the writer presents thoughts about the evil that surely once must have begun invading the world leading to God's sending the destructive flood. Pure and unspeakable evil has entered our country. And no wonder, it was invited. It can be petitioned by word or deed, But, in our case it was both. This brace of evil can be found not only here in the United States, but Canada and much of the Western world. And few people with any voice are talking about it. Hollywood is often a mirror of society. Is that why we are seeing a rash of new releases concerning evil and demons? Some publications are saying that we should not complain about the decline in morality, but that a new morality is replacing the old one, Science Daily. That means, to the mind of the left, there are no absolutes, everything is relative and fluid. That is the atheistic mindset that has us in this mess of a freefall. This is a well-planned destabilization initiated by Marxists generations ago. The statue depicted is a good representation of what we are seeing all over America. Evil, malevolence, especially aimed at our children, our future. It is no different than the Hebrews forging a golden calf in the desert. How many have seen photos of freakish drag queens with children on their laps telling them a story of God knows what? Or gender disorientation on beer cans? How confused is the management of such companies? The instruction in values taught in public schools is now opposite of the mass majority of parents. Ray DiLorenzo, Evil by Invitation Only, Canada Free Press. April 16, 2023. This generation is at the very least like in the days of Noah and of Lot, it seems to me. That's because the technological means now exist to make worldwide evil interconnected as perhaps never before. I say, perhaps, because wickedness flows from the father of lies and is spiritually engendered. Its spread is supernatural and infects with more virulence than any physical disease. So, although the antediluvians might not have had the technologies to use in making the evil interconnectedness, the demonic powers and principalities likely made the connections in their own deadly ways. Now, with the assistance of satellite, internet and all the rest, the devil's spreading infection work seems on steroids, as is said. Reprobate minds seem to be only on evil continually. But Jesus told us that it will be this way at the moment he next breaks into this world in what will be catastrophic for God rejecting rebels of the earth. The same event will be glorious beyond description for all who know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Here is how you can know him as Lord and make sure you go to the safety of his loving arms when he calls in the rapture. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10 verses 9-10. Source: Prophecy Line.